Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. It's Thursday, October the 9th, 2025, and we're glad that you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right across from me, he's got the bell this time around, and he's not shy about it. Jamie, how you doing today?
Ding! We're doing good.
That time you didn't even...
There, I hit the bell.
It's like we don't have the real stuff. He'll just make up the sounds as we go. All right. How's your week, man?
Well, my hole is no longer weak. It's been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even getting the rest of the Halloween stuff done.
Every time I come over here, it seems like you've got
And then I have to take it all down and put Christmas stuff up.
How long do you wait till after?
Usually I watch to see what the weather is, and then it's like that next week.
Yeah. You're not one to leave it up until...
Well, it'll probably stay up till Sunday and then slowly, progressively take it down.
Yeah.
Unless it's going to snow. Then we take it all down.
Well, you know, last year I learned, because I always like to keep my Christmas stuff up until my birthday on the 20th in January. Well, it snowed a lot and it was not good. It damaged, like, I think I lost like four or five different things because they just broke. They froze and snapped off and... I don't know if I'll do that again this year.
Somebody told me to just go buy a bunch of Christmas hats and put them on everything out there. So I was like, well, good.
That's kind of funny, actually. It's just like, that's cheating. Who would know but you?
Exactly.
No one cares. Well, for us, we only have, we got this big blow-up minion. He's got like a Dracula outfit on.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... we have a welcome sign.
What does a Dracula minion say?
There's nothing.
Banana joke in there?
No.
Like, what to have your banana or something?
They don't really speak very well in English.
Banana, so. Blah, blah, blah. Do not say blah, blah, blah.
They just say the same thing over and over. We got a, it's like a wooden, like flat, casket shape, and it just says welcome, right. You know, some inside stuff. Lars got a couple cool things on the TV stand, a little ghost.
I got a few things also.
Yeah. I'm nowhere near. I'm like at 0.0001%
for a while.
Yeah.
It's a little obsessive, but whatever.
All right. Well, let's talk about some news. I have a lot of news today. I don't know. It just seemed like everybody was got lots of stuff to talk about. So I'm going to try to get through everything quickly. So we do lightning round. It's like as soon as you hit the bell, next thing.
What do you got?
All right. In Ohio news, we got actually a decent amount. Well, first thing, you know, I'm a Bengals fan. I like to mention, if you haven't been under a rock, you probably already know. Looks like Joe Flacco is coming over to the Bengals from the Browns. Because Mr. Burrow broke his toe.
Yeah, turf toe.
There's something wrong.
Why is it always the Browns get rid of their players that are always quarterbacks?
I don't know.
You ever notice that?
Well, what is it with the Bengals and having all these Joe quarterbacks? You got Joe Burrow, Joe McMahon, McMahon? I think it is. And then now Joe Flacco.
Mama.
Joe Mama. That's funny. All right. New Ohio law requires all driver's license applicants under the age of 21 to complete a formal driver's education course, a requirement that was previously waived for those 18 or older. The change is intended to ensure more young drivers receive formal training to improve road safety. Additionally, students must now submit a detailed, itemized log of their 50 hours of supervised driving practice to the Bureau, replacing the formal system of simply signing an affidavit.
So you have to have somebody sign it that you've done it?
Yep.
Right.
To help with the new requirements, the state has launched a new voluntary app called Road Ready Ohio. It helps parents, student drivers log the required practice hours and provide feedback on driving habits like braking, acceleration, and speed. Good in concept. Hopefully it's good.
Kind of had that program in school when I was in school.
Yeah. What was mine? I think
it's called Driver's Ed.
I think mine was like Be Safe or something. It was in Ohio, but it was like in Trenton or something. We weren't in Dayton at that time. We came up here in West Virginia for like 6 months, and then we just moved back.
And we had the little driving simulators that you didn't have to do anything, would still pass.
I remember the goggles they give you. They said, this is like when you're drunk and you're driving. I was like, I don't think that's quite correct.
You come in with the...
scare you out.
Death on the highway videos and like, this is what happens when you drink and drive. Okay. Right.
Okay. I don't want to be like that guy.
Yeah, cool.
In response to a revenue windfall from soaring 2023 property values, the Greene County Commission is refunding $3.2 million to the taxpayers. It will be issued as a temporary 0.5 mil tax reduction for the 2025 tax year, saving the average homeowner about $112.50. Southwest Ohio and Dayton region are now in a moderate... it's funny because this... what I'm about to say is going to kind of be contradicted in a minute when I mention Dayton. Are now in a moderate drought after receiving significantly less rain than normal in August and September. September, the Dayton area recorded only 1.68 inches of rain, about half of the 3.31 inches it typically receives. August was similarly dry. Let's see. Residents are reminded that Ohio's seasonal open burn ban is now in effect. The ban prohibits most burning between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. during the months of October and November. I guess open burn ban, meaning
you can't burn in a fire pit.
But can you do like a little fire, no fire thing, anything? I thought it meant just
amber,
like no bonfires. You know,
amber can like just go anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what size. Yeah.
And it's so dry that it just burns.
Right.
Then we got California here in Ohio.
Pretty much. We don't want that.
Yeah, we don't want to burn everything.
Have you heard of the box tree moth?
I have.
It's an invasive pest from East Asia and has been confirmed in several Southwest Ohio's counties, including Clark and Preble. The moth's caterpillar feeds exclusively on boxwood shrubs and is highly destructive, capable of completely defoliating a plant in as little as 10 days. Experts advise homeowners with boxwoods to monitor their plants frequently. So, watch out.
Check your box.
No pencil whipping now.
You're right.
AES Ohio is in a dispute with a state consumer advocacy group over customer refunds, proposing to pay back only $1.6 million instead of the $61 million the group says it's owed. That AES. The case is back before state regulators at the Ohio Supreme Court, ordering an analysis of the Ohio AES's earnings from 2019 to 2020, and the Office of Ohio Consumers Counsel argues the utility has significantly excessive earnings and demanding the full $61 million plus interest for customers.
So you're saying they should put a cap on the electric bill like in like sports?
Maybe.
And then the rest goes to us?
Maybe.
I mean, it makes sense.
That would be nice. Maybe they're like $61 million. Let's just switch those numbers around. $1.6 million.
Right. It's like let's charge tariffs and then we'll give that money back to Americans.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of paying our deficit.
Right. A group of Ohio cannabis businesses is suing the state, arguing the regulators are improperly applying strict advertising and product rules from the old medical marijuana program to the new recreational market. The lawsuit claims the Ohio Division of Cannabis Control has issued the guidance without following the proper public rulemaking process required by the voter-approved law. Businesses cite examples such as the state rejecting certain product names like strawberry shortcake and holiday-themed advertisements. The state says the rules are intended to protect children, and the companies are asking the court to nullify the current guidance. No more strawberry shortcake weed for you.
I don't think I'd like that anyway.
A new bill in the Ohio House would require all public schools to teach lessons on fetal development to students in grades 3 through 12. The proposed curriculum explicitly mandates the screening of Meet Baby Olivia, a 3-minute animated video created by the anti-abortion advocacy group Live Action, as well as high-definition ultrasound video. The bill's sponsor claims it promotes scientific literacy, but opponents have raised constitutional concerns about requiring a specific product from a private organization in classes. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
What are they going to show them?
Not abortions. Right. It's like, well, if you're going to show this side, you're going to have to show the other side,
too. Come here, stick. Let me show you what I can do to you.
Oh, man.
Here's this Mr. Coat Hanger.
Oh, God. It's terrible. In Dayton, speaking of the drought, Dayton broke a 94-year-old daily rainfall record this past Tuesday after receiving 2.4 inches of rain, surpassing the previous record of 1.72 inches back in 1931. And following the record rainfall, dry and sunny conditions are expected to continue with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Yeah, it was pretty cold today.
Hey, so we're either too moist or too dry.
Right.
We don't have it in between.
Can't be in between. Sadly, the Baker Benji's, the bakery over in Old North Dayton, has permanently closed.
Yep.
Not going to mention why. You can look that up. The owners are now selling the fully equipped bakery as a turnkey operation for someone to take over the historic location, which has housed a bakery for nearly 100 years. The Baker Benji's name and branding are not included in the sale. I don't think you would want it.
No. I think it has special cream filling in it, though.
Oh, God. Stop it. Koji Burger is reopening as a full-time fast casual restaurant on the 14th in the former Jollity space at Dayton's Fire Blocks District, owned by the same chefs. They got some burgers, some cocktails, house-made and locally sourced ingredients, and eventually they're going to do a high-end tasting menu concept called Fay for the Huffman District in the future. So they might make another restaurant or something.
Who knows?
Automotive supplier Molly Bear has announced it will close its plant in the Mount Sterling, Ohio, a move that will impact 141 workers. Some of the work and jobs from the closing facility will be transferred to the large manufacturing plant on Webster Street in Dayton. Dayton International Airport is getting a major concessions overhaul, getting things like Warped Wing and Dunkin', Gym City Provisions, the 1903, and Buckeye Pie Pizza to the terminal.
Because you need a Warped Wing in an airport.
That's right. And I probably would never be there because I never go there. So
it's like a perfect plane joke.
Can I have my wings plain?
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah, they look at you like another one. Kettering Health will no longer be an in-network provider for Humana and Devoted Health Medicare Advantage plan starting January 1st, citing a significant operational burden from the insurers, including issues with payment denials and non-payment. Patients currently covered by these specific plans must switch to a different insurance provider. Let's see. Beaver Creek. Dillard's has confirmed it will open a new department store at the mall. Woohoo!
You ever been there?
Nope.
I didn't think anything. There's one down like in Cincinnati.
Is that a sports store?
You just kind of look at it as Ross.
Yeah.
That's junk.
They'll be opening in March 19,
2026. Yeah.
Brookville, Ed Reich Plumbing, Heating, and Air. A Lewisburg-based company has purchased a 30,000 square foot industrial building in Brookville. The company plans to use the building to create a new plumbing shop, a storage hub to support its growing plumbing and HVAC businesses. Centerville, after more than 30 years in the business, China Dynasty in Centerville is permanently closing. The owners are retiring to focus on their health. The final day will be October 15th. They were a staple and known for its wide menu and exclusive gluten-free options.
Right.
Now they're no longer.
Some Ting Wong was my favorite dish.
We too low. Holy fuck. In Fairborn, Wright State University, overall fall enrollment has remained steady, rising slightly for the third year to 11,924 students. That's a lot.
Yeah.
They did say, looks like the growth was driven by 4.7% increase in undergraduate students, but was offset by 11% decline in new international students, which is probably part of the changes in the U.S. student visa requirements.
Or you just can't afford it.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
College is expensive.
And you got to pay back that loan.
Yeah.
That you're going to get a job that doesn't pay anywhere near what you need it to be.
So you get a $100,000 loan and you're only making $40,000 a year. Like, what am I doing? Kettering voters will choose a new mayor on Tuesday, November 4th, deciding between Bob Scott and Brian Sudeth.
Whoa,
Sudeth. There he is.
There he is.
I don't know if that came through,
that
but
was sewage.
Oh God, Miamisburg, a new Mexican restaurant.
too soon. I should have waited.
Should have. Azul Agave is now open in Miamisburg near Rockies Ace Hardware. You got to put that Rockies in there because it ain't just Ace anymore.
Really?
Yeah. In New Carlisle, Franco Gallo, the owner and chief of the popular New Carlisle restaurant Franco the Foodie, has passed away following complications from a heart transplant. According to his family, he was waiting a second heart transplant when his other organs began to fail, and he was known for his 15 years as the head chef at the Dayton Bicycle Club. They ask everyone to be patient as they go through this time. They're not sure about the future of the restaurant.
Right.
Lastly, in Trotwood and Harrison Township are at odds over a proposed $300 million state behavioral health facility on the former Hera Arena site, which straddles the border of both communities.
Why would they not want that?
Well, I'll tell you. Okay. Harrison supports the project, calling it a transformational opportunity to bring 500 jobs to the tornado-damaged property. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Tornado tore it up.
Trotwood opposes, saying that the specific location for the facility doesn't align with their economic vision for the site, which, okay, though they are open to finding an alternative location. So what is their vision for the site?
They want to have...
burgers and fries.
Burgers and fries. Yeah, that's it. A recreational area.
Yeah.
Like, no. You got plenty of that elsewhere. There's an empty mall right down the road that they can use.
I know. I worked at that Sherwin-Williams down there, and I was just like, man, people would come in and talk about how it used to be a popping place. Yeah, it was. Just
I mean, I think that'd be a great idea for that area.
Yeah. I think it's
keep
good.
All the nuts out there.
I mean, it's still something that we're missing in just the United States is just having a place for people that need it.
Yeah.
And on the streets is not it. That's it for the news.
That's probably what it is. They don't want all the homeless people over there.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some facts. What's the facts?
Jack.
I only got one today. I figured I had a lot of news. I'm not going to do too much. So on October the 9th, 1892, NFL pioneer Lou Partlow would later score the first touchdown in NFL history was born on this day. As a running back in 1913, he earned the nickname the Wes Carrollton Battering Ram and was known for a unique training regimen that included running through the woods and sometimes smashing his shoulder into trees. Oh, man. I guess that's one way to improve your skills.
Break some bones.
After playing for the Cincinnati Celts, I guess, and Dayton Gym Cadets, he joined the Dayton Triangles in 1960. They really didn't have a whole lot of... gosh.
Next to the Boomerangs.
It's like right across the street from the Squares.
Right.
The Triangles were a charter member of the American Professional
Circle Football Around. There'll be something else next week.
Football Association, which was later named the NFL. And then on October 3rd, 1920, Partlow scored the league's inaugural touchdown on a 7-yard run during a 14-0 victory over the Columbus Panhandles in Dayton. We had to finish it off with some random name again.
Sounds like a bunch of poor people playing football. Now they're rich.
And they're not panhandlers anymore. No. All right, that's it. Moving on. Let's talk about some days of the year. You think there's any spooky ones?
Depends on where you work.
It is October. It is the October season.
I've scared 3 people today. I'm proud of myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just pop out? Just
sneak in up on them because it's stealth mode, the little shoes you can't hear.
You got to find a way to, like, you obviously don't have a knife, but, like, something.
I have a rasp.
That still could be construed and not a good idea. On Friday.
Scissors.
Yeah. Just as bad.
Yeah.
October the 10th, we have National Handbag Day. Not for me. National Angel Food Cake Day.
Not for me.
I might still eat some. National Cake Decorating Day.
Now, if you'd had Devil's Food Cake, that'd be more towards the holiday.
Yeah. Thing. And then the Devil's better than the Angel Food Cake.
Right, exactly. It's got chocolate.
Are they both just one's Angel Food Cake and the other is Devil's?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
cream
in it. Is white is the angel and chocolate is.
I guess so.
Sounds racist.
Yeah, whatever.
National Cake Decorating Day.
Not if you're working at Benji's. Oh, too soon.
Too soon. National Hug a Drummer Day.
Oh.
Give it. And it's also World Homeless Day, speaking of.
Oh, rest in peace.
They're not dead.
I know, but they're, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not homeless. It's, what is it? House, not replace. It's a home, what is it?
You can't say homeless anymore?
No, it's
misplaced.
Misplaced. I think that's what it is. Like,
really?
Misplaced housing.
Can't find your home.
Was it politically?
It's orphan.
Correct.
It's called orphan.
For homeless. What is it?
That's why they can't play baseball, because they can't.
Unhoused.
They can't steal home, or they can't go home.
It's the the unhoused.
Unhoused.
Or the houseless.
Can't call them homies either.
Or the the housing insecurity. Right. I'm like, come on, really? Really?
I get it. I mean,
people. Oh, I think it's like people experiencing homelessness or something.
Because they're car dwellers.
Oh my gosh!
I saw something the other day. It was really cool.
Experiencing homelessness. There it is.
It was a shopping cart. It was turned into a camper.
There you go.
It was cool as heck, and it would work great for people like, you know, that need something like that.
Yeah. The one word we don't know what to say.
Yeah. the question mark people. They're always on the move with a sign in their hand. Disabled something, and I need your money.
Sometimes they get angry with each other, too.
Really?
That's my spot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. We have to hook these people up.
They have, they're like a family.
Really?
Yeah, they have groups that they stick together, and they look out for each other, which, yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I know they were taking over the old Meyer place there down the road until the Dayton people come in and ran them out.
Like, get out of here. World Porridge Day. What is it? Gulab Jamun Day. It's some delicious treat, like in ball form.
Yeah.
Those are...
Looks like apples.
With them bowl things. Never mind. World Day Against the Death Penalty.
It'd be like a stress ball.
Yeah. National Walk to
a
Park.
Are you against the death penalty? What? Wrong death.
Yeah. This is a tough answer. I don't know.
Till proven guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you see somebody shoot somebody, he deserves to die.
Yeah. Like, if they're truly, I don't know. I mean, they stone people in the Bible.
They had stoners in the Bible? Sweet.
Yes, they did.
Was it something?
I'm sure they had that stuff too.
Luke 4:20? Look that one up. Make sure that's not what that is.
I actually want to know. I know it's not. I mean, obviously it's not. I was raised in the church. I know a little bit. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down.
It is 4:20.
And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Oh, man. That's pretty bad. Oh, man.
Yep.
Some would think that's sacrilegious.
I think we should make t-shirts with that now.
That's funny. Some would think it's sacrilegious. I say, if God made us in his image, he had to have had a sense of humor.
Right, look at the giraffe.
just like.
And the platypus and all those other weird-looking animals.
Yeah, oh, man. It's World Plant-Based Burger Day. Blah!
That would be soy then, right?
Probably.
Or seaweed.
Or Wonder meat.
I remember when they had that, the hamburger, like McDonald's was trying to push all that crap on people.
Yep.
Didn't go over too well.
Nope. And lastly, I'll finish off with Inclusion Day. Oh, wait. It's National Hug a Kevin Day.
Who's Kevin? He don't work there anymore.
I know a Kevin.
Yeah, he got let go.
But I know another Kevin.
Do you?
He's in IT.
Does he go... like Home Alone, Kevin? Kevin!
No.
No, not that Kevin?
No.
You ever do that to him?
Uh-uh.
You'd need to.
I can't
I'm sure
that.
He wouldn't appreciate that.
I kind of remember that now.
Yeah, every time the mom would go, Kevin!
He probably would recognize it. He's like,
I'm sure he gets tired of it, yeah.
On Saturday, National Chess Day. Chess, the game.
Right,
chess.
Right. It's just like there's a kid in CS that name's Jay, and I said, you ever get in trouble for walking? Tickets for jaywalking?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So. I actually knew a girl. Her name was Jessica Walker.
Yeah.
And she heard that about a billion times.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Jaywalking, huh?
Yep.
Who
are we hugging?
Kevin.
We're hugging a Kevin.
A Kevin. Just any Kevin. Kevin. The name Kevin.
I have to go find me a Kevin.
Was it in Parks and Rec?
Kevin there, Bacon?
There was in Parks and Rec, there was a law they had on a certain day of the year. They had to go find somebody with a certain name and throw them in the water. That just made me think of something like that. National Coming Out Day on Saturday.
Where are we going?
Not that kind
to
of
to your party?
Out. Not that kind of coming out. National Sausage Pizza Day.
Well, there's your coming out party. You get sausage on pizza.
There we go. National Costume Swap Day. It's Black Girl Day Off. Okay.
That's kind of different.
It seems like they're alienating some of the population.
Yeah.
International African Penguin Awareness Day.
That's a thing?
It sure is.
I didn't know that. It's just that there were like penguins and then there's emperor penguins.
And then there was the Joker.
Yeah. There's the Joker. late on my bell.
There we go. Hey, you're getting better at it, though. Yeah. It's like the reaction time is right. Getting faster.
Getting old, you know. Gotta get there.
Yeah. Urban Wildlife Conservation Day. International Day of the Girl Child.
I got nothing on that. I've never heard of it.
No. All right. Sunday. National Farmers Day.
Yay. Thank you, farmers.
Pulled Pork Day, Gumbo Day.
I have to tell my wife.
Yeah? Make some gumbo?
No.
Make pulled some pork. Yeah. Nope. Speaking of pulled pork, it's National Savings Day, and I got a piggy bank.
Oh.
It's World Arthritis Day. So make sure you educate yourself.
On arthritis?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds painstaking.
Pastor Appreciation Day.
On a Sunday. Ironic.
Yeah. I think it probably happens on Sundays.
What do you do to him? You hug him?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know.
Take money back from his offering?
And give it back.
Yeah. There you go. Undouble dipping today.
International Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
Oh, well, yeah. Do that at church.
No, it's just
nothing good on Sunday.
There's not this time.
Nope, it's Flacco Day. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, right. All right, Monday, National Train Your Brain Day.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. National No Bra Day.
That's every day. I'd probably look funny with one.
Yeah.
It would be looked at funny with one,
too. I bet you'd be like, oh, man, it really good supports.
Yeah. I'm here for support.
It's National M&M Day.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
M&M.
Oh, okay.
The one.
Mighty Mouse.
Might. No.
Something with a mouse?
Candy.
Gotcha.
It's also Disaster Day. let me see this. What is this? No one wants to experience a disaster, but those who are ready and prepared will fare better. Be proactive and learn about stuff. It was create a personal disaster kit. There we go.
Right.
Sound bite. So, with it being National No Bra Day, it's also Bra Day in USA. Okay.
Is that like a fight? Are we going to fight?
No, bra.
Are they going to be fighting because they're not wearing a bra?
It's not brawl. It's bra.
Oh, those kind, yeah.
Bra.
This goes with the support stuff.
Oh, it's also Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Okay, there that was.
Backing off of that one.
Yeah, not all funny. Right.
Moving on.
That's the X's and O's.
It's a International Skeptics Day. That's every day. I'm a skeptic.
I don't believe it.
Prove
me wrong. Wait. Ooh, too soon.
National Transfer Money to Your Son Day. Don't say that out too low.
You say Sunday. Are we going back to the...
Oh, Monday. Okay, Monday. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Did the offering play thing?
No, it is Sunday.
Oh, gotcha.
I see what I see. I was confused at first. I was like, did I say Monday? No, I said to your Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Not Sunday, but Sunday.
Someday.
Yeah. Indigenous People's Day. It's also Canadian Thanksgiving on Monday.
Really?
Yeah. And it's Columbus Day.
And there's no work for people that are in the government also because they're shut down.
Probably.
Yeah. Still.
Mm.
So if they're shut down, do they still get paid on the Columbus Day?
They'll find out in 2 weeks. At this point, they may not know yet, because I don't know exactly when they get paid. Sorry, I know this is kind of gross, but my ear itches.
All right, just don't eat it.
But they'll find out, and then when they do find out, that's when all hell will break loose.
Right.
On Tuesday, be bald and be free day.
Are we talking about, like, your top of your head?
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Stop hiding under wigs, comb-overs, or toupees, and just be bald and free. Show off your shiny dome, and don't be ashamed of your low-maintenance style. Sounds like a ChatGPT written.
Right.
National Dessert Day. Ooh.
Dessert or desert?
Dessert. Not desert.
What's the picture show?
Lots of goodies. Oh. It looked like I went to Dorothy Lane Market there.
What are those, bonbons?
I think so. Have a bake-off with friends or invent a brand new delicacy of your own.
You know, it's CS Appreciation Week next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have, like, food brought to us.
I'm going
to
show up.
That's what I was told.
I'm CS alumni.
Yeah. There you go.
Tuesday is National I Love You Day.
Isn't that only like Valentine's only day.
Only. No.
No.
No. That's the fake
and
one.
And then there's March 14th, which is something for the men.
Yep.
If you know what that is.
Bacon. It's also Pie Day.
Ooh. Like pie.
Mm-hmm.
You got pumpkin on there?
No.
Good.
Pie Day is March 14th. What I mean.
Oh, gotcha.
Pie Day.
Yeah, I know. I thought there was something with the sweets mm-hmm. also.
National Real Sugar Day.
I can't have it. I'm not supposed to have it.
National Face Your Fears Day.
It's sugar.
Oh, man. World Standards Day.
I don't have any.
It's also National Baking Week, conveniently enough.
Want to buy a restaurant?
Want to buy some death sticks? did it not go?
This sucks. I really like that bakery, too.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Wednesday is National Grouch Day. Look at the face they got
that's
for that
guy. Every day. Hey, that's the guy from like the Six Flags commercial.
He's also celebrating Bald Day, too.
Which looks like the guy that, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I'll show you later on.
National Mushroom Day.
Which is, again, a bald joke.
It
looked like a mushroom.
National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
I can't do that.
It is National Latino AIDS Awareness Day.
Only for them.
Only for them. National Cheese Curd Day.
That's next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I can celebrate that.
Hagfish Day. National Roast Pheasant Day. You want some pheasant?
No, but I can give you the bird.
International Day of Rural Women.
Hunting season should be coming up here soon.
I like how that was the thing you said after that. Oh, my gosh. Shine a Light Night, National Lemon Bar Day, National I Love Lucy Day.
Like, you know, a lemon bar every once in a while is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But you got to find one that actually tastes good.
Right. That's your problem. National Fossil Day. I see fossils all the time.
I do too. The nursing.
They're trying to drive down the road too.
Nursing home full of them.
When you show up, it's like, I'm celebrating National Fossil Day. How are y'all doing today?
They probably like, what?
What do you mean? I can't hear you.
You're all about to be fossil fuels, what he's trying to say.
Oh, God. And lastly, on Thursday, we got National Dictionary Day. Global Cat Day, and it's also National Feral Cat Day. Kids, you can't just have one cat day. National Boss Day.
The Kit Kat Day.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
International Credit Union Day, Liquor Day, Steve Jobs Day, International Pronouns Day.
Mm. Oh, that goes with the dictionary.
Mm. Yeah.
They had to get in on it.
And it's also National Get Smart About Credit Day.
Uh-huh.
National Veterans Barbecue Day.
So you're going to barbecue a veteran? Wonder if
well, if you've been watching Yellow Jackets.
Would that be like Agent Orange Chicken?
Gosh. It's that orange chicken bowl.
Right.
They got those at Applebee's. And they celebrate Veterans Day, generally. We should capitalize on that.
We got that at the Fossil Place, too.
World Anesthesia Day.
So, how would that work?
I'm celebrating. See you guys in an hour.
Here, pass it around.
It's World Food Day.
That should be National Nap Day then.
Yeah.
If it's going to be that.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
It's World Food Day, which is
every, the whole month,
every
basically.
Day. Every day. Lastly, we have Earthquake Day in Chile.
Really? Only there?
Only that day.
In Chile.
All right, guys, get ready.
It's going to shake things up now.
I'm all shook up.
What if they have fire drills or like earthquake drills for that?
I don't know what you do. What do you do?
I don't know.
Get under a door frame?
A whole glass of milk. All right. Milkshakes, everybody. Drink them up.
Because you might not have very much time.
Yep.
They come to honor the day, a time of reflection and preparation. They participate in drills and activities and remind everyone of the importance of being prepared. They have emergency kits. What is the emergency kit? You push a button and it
opens
up.
Do they have
a
like
bubble?
A record of like earthquakes or something over there? Is that why they celebrate it? Is this like
history.
The hurricane season of earthquakes for them?
It was introduced in the early 2000s by the Interior Ministry. Let's see. It doesn't really say specifically like.
Nobody had a chance to write it down because they did. It was all gibberish.
Yeah.
All right, what you got going on, Else?
Pretty much.
Moving on.
Pretty much.
Let's get this back on the show.
We're getting back on the events. All right, okay. Moving on to events.
In the event of an earthquake, don't go to Chili.
Call a train. But you can go to Chili's.
Yeah.
Spelled with an I, not an E at the end. All right, let's talk about some events. And first up is October 10th. It's a Friday.
Friday.
And we're just going to go straight through all the events. We ain't doing this, you know, half and half. And
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot. So buckle up.
There we go.
If you need to go.
There it is. I went. Ding.
And first up, we got Legally Blonde.
Legally stinks.
It's blonde now. Legally Blonde, the musical at La Comedia Dinner Theater. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, also at La Comedia Dinner Theater. John Middick. Oh, there's that color pencils exhibit.
Yay!
You're not going to get me again.
We like that one.
You know what? I'm deleting you.
Oh.
Get out of here, color pencils. All right. We have Bradford Pumpkin Show, day 4 or 5 in Bradford. America's River Roots Festival in Cincinnati. Operation Pumpkin in Hamilton. That's a 3-day festival. Windmill Farm Market, Spooktacular Fall Festival in Springboro. Halloween Weekends at Natural Springs Resort in New Paris. We got Hot Tub and Swim Spa Show. Spa Show. Swim Spa Show. It's 3 S's. It threw me off. 3 days thing at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds.
I'll just show up in your thong that day, right?
I guess.
Yeah. You're, sir, you can't wear that here.
I forgot my loafers. Downtown Sydney Fall Festival, multi-day thing. Lebanon Oktoberfest, multi-day thing there. Boo in the Bog, multi-day at Cedar Bog in Urbana. Johnstown Cemetery Tour in Piqua. That looks like a couple-day thing. Inglewood has the film Gem City Horror Film Festival. Looks like a couple-day thing going on there. Harvest Fest at Cowan Lake in Wilmington. Then we got some corn mazes. Corn maze in Ansonia in Sydney. We got the Vandermark Farm and Lost Land Corn Maze. We got the Calvin Cow, Ben's, Corn Maze at Young's Jersey Dairy, Tom's Maze in Germantown, Niederman Family Farm Corn Maze in Liberty Township, The Maze at Little Darby Creek, and Lucas Brothers Fall Fest.
Can you show up in cornrows?
You should. Just bring your own corn. bring some popcorn, some ears of corn. That's a lot. A lot of those are just continuing on probably most of this month.
It rains.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Brunch and bingo in Piqua. That's 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. early in the morning. All right. Most of these are in the afternoon and evening. We got Cruise in the Roadhouse at the Rip Rap.
Yay.
Halloween Haunt at Kings Island.
Not going.
Haunted Village in Sharonville. Some music. We got Mike Comstock in Bradford. Steve Worley at the Old Mason Winery. Scott Hutchins at Crooked Handle. I'm skipping down just to get some more music. Oh, sorry, I got a burp. Won't come out.
Is that what that is?
We got Red Idol Rejects at Bach Family Brewing. Sam Hill and the Pickers at Dunaway's. Don't eat two boogies. Nothing But Treble at Jane's on the Main. This Must Be the Party, a tribute to the Talking Heads at the Bright Side. Curious Animals at Phone Booth Lounge. Ithaca at the Barrel. Soft Spoken and More at the Hidden Gym. Until Rust at Brick Tap and Tavern. J.B. Aaron at Good Time Charlie's. All right. Still on Friday, we got live trivia with Trivia Shark at Miami Valley Sports Bar. The One with Goats and S'mores at the Grazing Ground in Vandalia. I thought that was interesting. See, what does it say? Does it say anything? No.
You just have goats singing?
The One with Goats and S'mores. I don't know. Maybe they have goats and you make s'mores with them.
Thing like the Taylor Swift song where it goes,
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, I had never heard that song, like the actual way, until I heard it over the radio, like at the gym. And I was like, oh, that's how that song goes.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the goats. So the goat didn't show up. So why didn't you show it? Why aren't they playing the goats on the radio? Brimstone Haunt in Wilmington, Land of Illusion Scream Park in Middletown, Lewisburg Haunted Cave in Lewisburg, The Haunted Garage in Tip City.
And here.
yeah. Anthropology, it looks like it's a show at the Sinclair Black Box.
Wasn't me. That was a car.
That one wasn't you, huh?
That's not real.
Yeah, he's letting the gas fly here, guys. Extreme Halloween Egg Hunt in Xenia.
Egg Hunt?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Caesar Ford Park. Young's Jersey Dairy has haunted wagon rides. Got some more music. Rose Music Center has Seether and Daughtery. Schuster has Black Violin. Let's see. Victoria Theater has DPAA Giselle. I can remember Dayton Performing Arts Association. I think it's what it is. I think it's a.
So what if you show up with a different colored violin?
I guess you get kicked out.
Kicked out.
The kicky out.
Sorry, it's a black violin's only day.
We got dead Eddie Ifit at the Funny Bone. It's funny. I have it spelled right, but some other email I got, they spelled it wrong. They put Eddie Lift. I was like, I don't think that's his name. It's Ift. But even funnier. Dracula, kind of, at Yellow Cab.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think this one is Dayton Drunk Theater, putting on a raucous, drunken version of Dracula, kind of. It's an improv show. Huh. That's interesting. We got the Social Vengeance Dancing in Dayton. Some more Haunted Castle of Carnage in Riverside. Dayton Scream Park at the Dayton Scream Park. Face Your Fears, Hotel of Terror in Springfield. There's a lot of stuff. Hell's Dungeon, 2025 Haunt at the Hell's Dungeon Haunted House. Haunted Shelter House at the Poor Farmers Campground. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it is. A little bit more music. We got live music from Mike Wade Brass Band at the Whispery Speakeasy. And then we have Dial M for Murder at the Dayton Theater Guild.
That's Alfred Hitchcock, isn't it?
Possibly.
I think it is.
Hey, we're watching the Monster, the Eddie Gein.
How far have you got?
Episode 4.
So you got to see the magic trick?
Yeah.
I laughed and laughed and laughed at that. I'm like, oh, that's so good.
Oh, man.
Which one's the finger under?
Scared the crap out of him.
Want to see a lady with no head?
Pop off.
Ding!
Yeah.
That was the best part of the show so far. I was like, that's whoever
it's
did that was pretty good.
It's pretty wild. All right, moving on to Saturday. I'm not going to mention all the same stuff. A lot of that stuff continues on. Let's see. Operation Pumpkin in Hamilton. I might have mentioned that. Let's see. Winfield Farm Market Spooktacular in Springboro. Halloween Weekends at Natural Springs Resort. Let's see. Moving down. I mean, a lot of the same stuff. We got the Enon Apple Butter Festival. Multi-day. We got the Farm Festival in Troy. Multi-day. Kiwanis Oktoberfest in Wex Alexandria for 2 days. Of course, the Ohio Renaissance Festival. The Ohio Sauerkraut Festival in Waynesville. So, if you're going to the Renaissance Festival, make sure you don't go through the town during that time because it's a pain to get around. Yes. I did that one last year, I think it was.
Especially during Sauerkraut Day.
Yeah. Fall Open House at Historic Bears Mill in Greenville. Couple-day thing. Harvest on Main in Xenia. The Dayton German Club Oktoberfest is going on. Fall Gathering, Historical Days Festival in Eaton. We got Pet Fest in Kettering. Pioneer Harvest Fest in Trotwood.
Bunch of furries going to be there.
Yeah, probably. Not the ones you're thinking of. Piqua Harvest Days in Piqua. Pumpkin Fest at Austin Landing. Vandalia Fall Festival. Yellow Springs Street Fair. Looks like we have a haunted 5K, 10K, and half marathon at E.J. Nutter Park.
So do they have scary people chasing you?
That would be funny.
That'd be cool.
Or like, yeah, they pop out. Somebody with a chainsaw.
run.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah. I hope they do that, actually. Three Rivers Conference XC Championship in West Milton. Championship West Milton. We got the Queen Bee Half Marathon in Cincinnati. How'd that get in there? Autumn on the Farm in Piqua. We got a bunch of farmers markets. Not going to go through those. If you're interested, you can probably look up your city and hit farmers market and you'll find it. Fall Street Fair in Yellow Springs. We got the Saturday morning run with Gym City Stride at Riverscape. I don't think I mentioned this one. Shapatcher Farms Corn Maze in Wilmington. 26th annual IAMS Pioneer Harvest Fest in Trotwood. Pumpkin Valley Farm Festival, Fall Festival in Dayton. Fall Vendor Fair in Springfield. The 4th annual Pumpkin Festival at Southminster Presbyterian Church. Touch a Truck in Piqua. The Wagner Subaru Outdoor Experience, which last time I laughed at that, it's a festival. It's a 2-day festival. Almost every outdoor sport, adventure sport, try your hand at more than 25 outdoor activities, open to all ages and skills.
See what your kid sucks that day. That's what they ought to call that.
Yeah.
Nope, not playing that one.
And so that's in Dayton, Eastwood Metro Park. I think they do that every weekend for this month. Yeah. I think. Second Saturday vendor show in Piqua. See the market and catering. Ben's Board Game Bazaar. Not Bazaar. Is it Bazaar? Yeah, it's Bazaar. In Dayton.
Definitely not Brazier.
Brazier. Definitely not.
Because it goes with Brawl Day there.
Yeah. No Brawl Day. Here we go. We got the Lowdown Hoedown Custom Car Show at the Rip Rap. We got Vet Fest in Troy. Xenia Fall Festival. Dogtoberfest for the Clark County SPCA at the Branberry Winery. Harvest Jam in Springboro. James Kimmel, not Jimmy Kimmel, at Bradford at the 21 Barrels. Pumpkins and Popcorn in the park at the Community Park in Fairborn. We got Fish Dinner at the VFW 2025 Grace Fall Fest in Huber Heights. You going to that?
No.
You even know what that is?
Yeah, so we're on Brandt.
Oh, man. In Lebanon, we got the Stein Holding Competition. Let's see.
It keeps filling it with beer until you fall over, or yeah,
pretty
it?
Much. Yeah. No, you just hold it out. It's kind of a short thing. It's usually something you add to like a festival or a concert or something, not yeah. like strictly, unless it's like this is like double elimination. You know, you get to right. keep trying.
Maybe Ben Stein will show up.
Yeah. We got Rick Sylvester at the Old Mason Winery. These are some music stuff going on. Live music by Bobby D at the Brunch Pub in Centerville. Ed Ifit again at Funny Bone. We got Sapphic Saturday at the Yellow Cab. And what that is this is one for the girls, the gays, and the theys. No one else can come. They're going to have live music, dance party, amazing art, et cetera, et cetera. Samuel Harness, The Voice, American Idol at Bach Family Brewing. Rick Graham and Ashley at James on the Main. Man, there's so much. Not dead yet. John Cleese and the Holy Grail at Schuster. Dak Daniels and the Holy Smokes at Hidden Gym. That's funny. It's a funny pun. Hall Pass at the Barrel. Live music from Mike Wade and the Mighty Groovers at the Whisper Easy Speakeasy. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters at Hard Rock Cincinnati Ballroom. Cracked Egg Extreme Hunt. Here we go. Remember we had the Halloween egg hunt? This Cracked Egg Egg Hunt, 55 and older.
I'm not there yet.
It's only $8.
I'm not 55.
Senior discount.
I'm close, but I've got a few more years.
You could just show up and like, I'm 55. Yeah. Bring a fake ID. Bring a fake ID.
Bring a cane with me.
They'll never. Yeah. They'll never. Yeah. You know. JB Aaron
That's
is
my egg.
You see him out there running, you know, with the canes and walkers, and like, then you got somebody with like a motorized scooter, like just burning that past the competition. Yeah, I'm on my way. JB Aaron again at the Good Time Charlie's, and then Eddie Iffit again at the Funny Bones. You got two shows. Then on Sunday, whoo, still lots. A lot of the same festivals going on. Let me skip on down. Oh man, there's so many of the same things. We got the Enon Apple Butter Run Walk. Run and walk, I guess, and at the Greenon Junior Senior High School. Man, a lot of the same stuff. We got the guided fossil collecting at Caesar Creek State Park. Tip City Fire Department open house. Oakwood Family Fall Festival. We got the Meridian Fest in Dayton. Ooh, check us out. Remember the Skinner Pipe organ concert? This one's a spooktacular. It's specifically for Halloween stuff. That's at the Dayton Art Institute. I want to check it out sometime. I think it'd be interesting. Fire Cider Making Workshop at the Seven Sisters Apothecary. I can't say that word. That's in Tip City. $35, though. It's not free. Carillon Concert with Alan Bowman. That's at the Church of the Ascension in Middletown. British Afternoon Tea at the Last Queen in Enon. Sons of the Art by Bach Society of Dayton at the Kettering Adventist Church. I might check that out. I know it's a it's a vocal group.
Yeah.
Bring him a box. Bach.
Some boxing gloves, maybe?
Bach. I call these JS Boxer.
These are my JCs. Jesus Christ.
Practical Magic Market at the Jewy Vine? In East Street Market.
I don't know. Sounds like witchcraft to me.
Trunk or Treat Spectacular in North Park in Stringboro.
Like Donald Trump?
Yep. Trunk or Treat?
Oh, Trunk or Treat. Trunk gotcha. Or Treat.
Sunday Fun Day Open Mic. Mo Harrigan's Tavern. See Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel. Swifty Skate at the 36 Skate Club in Piqua. Outer Soul Sundays at the Spot. Brimstone Haunt. I'm not going to mention those. October or Oct Jazz Series. Mike Wade's Amazing Band at the Holy Grounds. And that's spelled with a W, holy. And then Sunday Funday Karaoke at the Barrel. That's good for that Sunday. And then on Monday.
There's one in Middletown on Sunday.
Is there?
Yeah. The Hocus Pocus like thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Might go to it.
On Monday, we have some of the same stuff going on. Let's see, anything new?
Nope. All right, now about Tuesday. Ding!
We got Motown Monday in Troy. Yeah. It's not Tuesday. Free yoga with Alicia in Dayton, Riverscape. Trivia with a Twist at the Pub at the Green. Open mic jam with Nathan Jenkins at the Barrel.
How long is she going to do yoga when it gets cold out?
I don't know. Bring your big heavy coat. Let's see. Beginner square dance lessons at the Solomon Pavilion, and then Monday Night Laughs at the Oregon Express.
Do they have like a heated yoga mat?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. Used?
Yeah, used heated. It's freshly warm. I stole it from the homeless guy over here. Sorry, it was his day.
Oh man, Tuesday. A lot of the same stuff. A lot of the haunts and all the weekend stuff. We got free yoga at the Tip City Library. Yeah, because, you know, you need to go there.
Yeah.
Trivia Tuesday at the Courthouse Square, 12 to 1. Happy Hour Tuesday in Troy at Mojo's Bar and Grill.
How do you do yoga in a library when you're supposed to be quiet?
Well, that's a good point. I don't know. Second Tuesday, open music stage at the Hidden Gym. Haunted Hot Dog Roast at the Springboro Area Historical Society.
Some spooky wieners then, basically.
Live music from Noah Ramirez at the Whisperies. Trivia night in Piqua. Charity bingo with Perfect Editions. That's a per, P-U-R-R.
Right.
Play bingo for a cause. I think it's for the animals. Karaoke every Tuesday with Zane, the Yellow Cab. Trivia night, TJ Chumps in Yellow Springs. No, in Fairborn. Progressive Euchre in Miamisburg. Let's see. Haunted Trail, the Washington Township Recplex in Centerville. Trivia Tuesdays at the DBC. Haunted Trail at the Countryside in Washington Township. The Sound of Music, performing at the Schuster Center.
Boy.
Nico Case at the Taft Theater. Karaoke Night at the Barrel. Peaches Open Mic Night at the Peaches Grill in Yellow Springs. What are we on? Is this Tuesday? Wednesday. Things start to fall off. No, there's still plenty. A lot of the same stuff.
It's a repeat from Tuesday.
A lot of the same stuff. Farmer's Market in Fairborn, Miamisburg. Sip and Stitch in Englewood. Open mic at the Lucky Bar Brewery. Live music from Danny Voris at the Whisperies. Boot camp and Swerk Fitness at the Riverscape. I don't know how long they'll be doing that.
Nope.
Concert for a Cure. That's a big one at the Brightside Event and Music Venue. I think I got a lot going on for that.
What are they curing?
I think it's breast cancer. Yep.
For October.
Yep.
You ever think the Cure would show up for something like that?
Nope. He didn't get invited. Trivia night at Ale-matic.
Anyway, there's no Cure.
Puzzle Feud at the DBC. Karaoke night at the Brick Tap and Tavern and open mic at the Leaf and Vine. Wednesday is what I'm on. And then now Thursday. I think I did Wednesday, right? Did I do Wednesday? Is that what I just did?
Yep.
I can't tell.
You're on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. All right. A lot of the same stuff. How did you know?
Oh, dang.
We got Top Shelf Thursday in Troy at the Mojo's Bar and Grill. The Mojo's. Curio Unplugged Thursday with Krista Dean at the Courthouse Square. That's from 12 to 2. Piqua and Lebanon have their farmer's market. I think downtown Dayton has Sunset at the Market. We got free bingo at Piqua Center. Live music from Carrie Kennard at Trio at the Whisperies.
If you have free bingo, do you win any money?
No.
No?
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe. Probably. Trivia in Vandalia at the Little York Tavern. Music, trivia, and bingo at Riverscape. Karaoke Thursdays at DBC. Jordan Davis at the Nutter Center. Open mic at the Dunaway's. Open mic at the Barrel House. Flamenco and Flavor, a Carmen-inspired event at the Sueño in Dayton.
That's a lot of O's.
It was. Trivia at Bach Family Brewing. 90s Halloween double feature at the Neon. $13.
What are they showing?
Does it say?
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
It is a late 90s body horror double feature with 1999's Idle Hands and a rare screening of the 2000s Ginger Snaps. I'm not going.
I don't know what that is.
Because I'm a ginger.
Gotcha.
They're movies. Cal Perez at the Dayton Funny Bone. And last but not least, we got Music Bingo at the Trolley Stop. And that's it.
So are you going back to your sauerkraut festival? Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
I had a sauerkraut pizza one time.
Yeah.
Every time I ate it, I kept feel like there was a hair in my mouth.
Ew.
I was like, I just can't eat this.
Well, that's good.
It was interesting, but it was just like, nah.
Sauerkraut's okay. I don't mind it. Just all right.
Not on pizza.
What you got going on? We're going a little long. We'll tell you affiliates.
This week, weekend? I have stuff going on. I don't know what, but we're going to do stuff. And we're going to show up in costumes.
Yeah.
And hand out stuff.
There you go. I got a pretty decent weekend. Tomorrow we might try to look at some of that stuff I mentioned earlier. There might be something we can go see. Saturday's a busy day. Going to the Ren Festival. Then I got a work event, fall festival. Then I got a party at home with some friends. And then Sunday we're going to go see Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carr.
I thought he was dead.
Carter is, yeah. Not Carr. And then on Monday I need to change my air filter.
For your furnace or your car?
I think it's for my car. Oh. no, my furnace.
You have no idea?
I ain't doing my car. I have no idea. I also got band practice on Wednesday, but you don't really care about that.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, we're right back recording.
Yeah.
And we just want everyone to know that we are a value for value podcast. Anything like a segue?
Let's wrap this up. Ding, ding, ding. You're out of time.
I can't stop laughing. We can't wrap it up. Put a bow on this. It ain't Christmas. But we don't make you subscribe
do.
Or
listen now.
Pay any money.
Or I'm coming to get you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast and get a few laughs here and there. And hopefully it's informative to you. But if you get any value out of the show, feel free to give us some money.
Hopefully you're not offended.
Or send us some artwork or give us some feedback. Give us some ideas.
Give us the finger. Hey, you're number one.
Well, if you see the monster on Netflix, then you'll know what we're talking about.
That guy's like, give me some skin.
If you got any questions, if you want any feedback, send us an email at greaterdatingpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, enjoy your evening. Stay safe out there with Jesus. you didn't laugh at that one, but you did. But we'll see y'all later. Take care. Bye, Jamie. He already took his mic off.